the famous Ramban in this week's parsha. For our door, it's a very aggravating Ramban. But I want to explain it, maybe then we'll understand it a little bit better. The Ramban says that the pasuk of Kedoshim Tiyu, a person should be holy. So, in 2026, when a bacher, or even a younger man, hears the word, be holy, he gets nervous. What do they want from me now? Who knows? Maybe he'll say to wear a burqa. B'chulu. From the word berekas. It's covered over. So the Ramban over there says, what does it mean a person holy? What does it mean? It means you walk around with a hood, like a mekubal, not the hoodies, the mekubal one. What does it mean? What does it mean? The Ramban says that the Torah HaKadosh HaAloi matters a person to live a normal Olam HaZadik or Kashmir's life. You have to make sure that you don't get drowned in it, you don't get sunk into it. And then the Ramban says a famous lashon. You shouldn't become a novel b'rashus ha-Torah. You shouldn't become a novel. Interesting lashon. A novel b'rashus ha-Torah. You become b'rashus ha-Torah. He says it's allowed, right? You know the famous line? Show me where it's awesome. And all types of funny things which are advertised to. Show me where it's awesome. It's awesome, it's not awesome. Show me the Shulchan Aruch. So you become a novel b'rashus ha-Torah. You become a novel. So very interesting. Why is he called a novel of all things? So it's a fascinating zach. The Ramban in Parshas Hazinu, there's a pasuk over there. Halashem tigmul uzois am novel v'loi chacham. There it's talking about that Klai Yisrael doesn't have a karas hatoiv. What's the word novel? Novel is the word nevela. So the Ramban in Parshas Hazinu says that the word nevela is an interchange for the word neufel, to fall. The pay and the bays interchange. A nevela is something that fell to the ground, dead. So he says a novel, albeit is not dead, is a shtickle nevela because you fell out of being a human being. Neifel mi bnei adam. Novel. A novel is a guy who is half dead. He's not a human being anymore. So one Ramban says that a guy who overdoes it in Gashmi is a novel. The other Ramban says that a novel is somebody who fell out of being a human being. You're on your way to being dead. The third Ramban says in Parshas Bereishis, Kodesh Baruch Hu says over there when things got, the Eilam got very decadent. You know what I mean? What? You know what decadent means? I know you know what it means, what it means. Mike, you know what decadent means?
Doesn't sound good.
What? Yeah. Mike said it doesn't sound good. You know what decadent means, Molinowitz? Rough course?
Frankie knows.
Frankie, you know what decadent means?
I haven't used article in a while.
What? You haven't used your article in a while.
Because you haven't learned at all?
What?
He hasn't learned at all, or he's learning
that? No, he used to be decadent. You know what decadent means? I know, Shami, you know. You're intelligent. The rest of the guys didn't pass sixth grade. And they only read English books with Nikudas and comics. How are they supposed to know what decadent means? Anyway, decadent means decadent. You're a Baltaiva, a Megushim. So when the Dora Mabel started to become decadent, you got that, Frankie?
Yeah.
What? Is that clear?
Write it down.
What does the Pasuk say? Lo yadun ruchi ba'adam. Because the Prophet says, I'm not going to put my ruach, my spirit, in the Adam. B'shagam u'basar. Says the, what's b'shagam u'basar? Says the Rabban, because a human being is gam hu basar, he's also basar. He has the side of him that's doing with the chayis and behemis. And if he's going to follow his taivis or gufnius, he'll be a behema. So you have the opportunity of switching over from adam to behema. You could do that. You have a choice. Because what says, you want to be a behema? I'm out. So you have three rabbans. One rabban says, that if you drown yourself in Gashmias, you're a novel b'shus ha-Torah. Second Ramban says that a novel is falling out of being a human being. And the third Ramban says that you have two sides of you. You have a behemoth side of you, you have an Adam side of you. If you get too involved in Gashmias, you must have behemoth. That's why he's called a novel Birushos HaTorah. You're half dead. You're half dead. By the way, everybody knows that whenever we drown ourselves in too much gashmius, we feel that way. We feel like a walking nevela. But that's what the Oymek of the Rabban said. You're not an Odom. Kapi Madvar Mamurim. So I want to say some Tiferet. You all know that Tzvias HaOmer is we count to the Korban Omer. So there's a famous Kasha. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that the reason why we bring the Korban Omer because on Pesach there's a din on the Tvua. Nidoyin Melta. So we bring the Korban Omer. So what's that have to do with Tzvias HaOmer? Tzvias HaOmer is waiting for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tzvias HaOmer is fixing the Midas. Tzvias HaOmer is getting ready for Kabbalah Satayr. What does that do with the Korban Omer? Says the Marsha. I'll tell you what Moritz Gazach says. The Marsha Rosh Hashanah Marsha, that the Omer came from barley, and barley is Maisa Behem, is Oichel Behema. It's food that animals eat. The Gemara says in Pesachim the animals eat barley. On Shavuos says the Marsha, we bring the Shtei Alechem, which is confirmed wheat. Wheat is Michael Adam. So the Sfiras Omer bridges over from barley, which is the Korban Omer, which is Michael Behema, from being a Behema. When we left Mitzrayim, we were Behemas. I'm going to explain to you why Mitzrayim is Behemas. And until we get to Shavuos, where you have wheat, which is Michael Adam, it's human food. By the way, this is another riot to the Yesod of the Derech Hashem, the Ramchal, that you are what you eat. Right? You are what you eat. You eat like a Behema, you're a Behema. You eat like an Adam, you're an Adam. So there's a direct intrinsic connection and relationship between Tzvias HaOmer and the Omer. The Omer is that you're a Behema. And the carbon that comes afterwards is Michael Adam. That's very interesting. And why is Chita, why is wheat Michael Adam? What's wrong with barley? Says the Marsha that it's Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasai, who says in the Gemara in Sanhedrin daf ayin am abeis, that the Eitz Hadas was wheat. If you want to increase your child's intelligence, you have a little kid, and if he doesn't get it, give him wheat. Yeah, a new Eitzel? Give him wheat, give him Dagon, and his IQ will grow. Because wheat gives Das. And that's why it's the Eitzel Das. Says the Marsha. So, the reason why wheat is Michael Adam is because Adam is Das. And wheat gives das. Barley keeps you like a behema. So now we have an understanding that the avodah Tzvias HaOmer is to go from barley, which is a Michael Adam, to becoming a Michael Behema, to becoming an Adam, which Tei Alechem. But we also now have an understanding of what's an Adam. What is an Adam? An Adam is somebody who lives with das. Is a Vada Vada that's very nice. What does that have to do with Torah? What does it have to do with Kabbalah Satorah? So the Maral says a Moritz Gazach. Listen to a Moritz Gazach, a life-changing Maral. Pirkei Avos, it says, Al Shleisha Dvarim Ha'olam Oymed, Al HaTorah, Val HaVoida, Al Gilas Chasadim. The Torah stands on three pillars. We also know there's three Averis, which are Yehorg Vayavar. Gil HaRayis, Avodah Zarah, and Shvichas Damim. Where you're not allowed to, you have to sacrifice your life. Says the Maral, you're allowed to stay alive until you get to the polar opposite of Torah Avodah Gevuras Chasadim. Ritzicha, Shvichas Damim, is the polar opposite of Gevuras Chasadim. So till Ritzicha, we say V'chai Behen, live. If you're going to kill somebody, you're done with Gevuras Chasadim. Your life has no value. Avodah Zarah is the polar opposite of Avodah. So if somebody tells you, don't daven b'kavana or I'll shoot you, don't daven b'kavana. You're not detached yet from Avodah. Avodah Zarah is already, you're gone. Gilu Arayis is keneged Torah. That's strange. So Avodah Zarah, Gilu Arayis, Shvichas Damim is keneged Torah, Avodah Gosadim. We understand. Avodah Zarah is keneged Avodah. Serve Hashem, don't serve Avodah Zarah. Shvichas Damim is keneged Gosadim. Help somebody else, don't kill him. What does Gilu Arayis have to do with Torah? Gil HaRayis means you're detached from Torah. Why is that? Zokta Maral, what's Gil HaRayis? The Gemara says that a person's never mizana el imkei nichnas by ruach shtus. A person who's involved in Gil Arayis means that they're living by their instincts, by their reflexes, by their urges. Ein Adam Mizana Elam Kainichas by Ruach Shlutz. It's a blind drive. By the way, it's the blindest drive that exists in a human being. And that's why, says the Maral, a Saita, what carbon does she bring? Barley. Why does she bring barley? Because it's Michael Behema. She behaved like a behema. So you say, what does it mean? She was like, you behema. What does that mean? You're a behema because you don't live with seichel. You're living with a ruach shtus. You're doing something illogical. Lions and zebras. What does a lion do when it comes lunchtime? Takes a bite out of whatever's around. Is that a logical decision? Well, that's a biological urge that says it's 1:20 and there's schnitzel. Megate. Yeah? My wife once told me that many years ago they went away somewhere on vacation in the summer. So they went to the safari, Ramat Gan, there's a safari over there, used to be. And there was a Moir de Gazach, it came feeding time. And at the exact time, all the zebras, giraffes, hippopotamus started to move. You've seen that thing every day, 1:20. Move. Move like a maggot. Yeah, you saw the move, Moir de Gazach. Kids, the next day they went away, they were away from the summer in some hostel, some vacation place. And the waiter came in and everybody turned. So my shver said to my wife, doesn't this remind you of something? It's like, say, hey, what is that? That's logic, that's a strategic decision. Well, that's what the Ramban says in Parashas Bereishis, the zebra inside of us. Everybody knows the answer. Says the Maral, Avodah Zarah keneged Avodah. Shvichas Domim is keneged Gmilas Chasodim. Gil Arayis keneged Torah, because Torah is seichel, Torah is emes. Torah is completely detached from anything, any agenda, any drive, any urge. Torah is seichel nivdal, is pure, unadulterated emes of Dvar Hashem. The ultimate opposite of that is Gil Arayis. Gil Arayis is a total absence of any seichel, any strategy. Any other mezanim, keinichas baruch, that's a behema. So now we know how everything comes together. Klaisol left Mitzrayim, they were behemoths, says the Marshal. I'm quoting. Why? Because Mitzrayim is Ervas HaOvetz. Mitzrayim was the Times Square of the world. What characterized it was that they were behemoths. There was no logic, there was no thinking, there was no emes. It was whatever I felt at that second. That's a behemoth. That's a Ruach Shtos. Sirah Sa'ayim makes you into an Adam. Adam is wheat. Wheat is Das. And why is that the Tanai for Torah? Because Torah is Das. Torah is the opposite of Gil Arayis. That's where the two things meet up with. Behema, barley, wheat, Das, Adam, Torah. Because Torah and Gil Arayis are the two polar opposites. A Yid, and that's why it says, Novi Ches Nichesko, the Gemara says Yevamos, Atem Kruyim Adam. Klal Yisrael is called Adam. Why? Because we don't live according to our urges. And the Avodah Sriya So'emer is to become a mensch. Not to be a behema. And a behema is somebody who lives by his urges, and by his drives, and by his instincts, and by his reflexes. Not somebody who lives with das. That's what the Rabban called you, a nevela. Avifu that it's negeir to Adam, you're dead. You became a zebra. But the Adam inside of you died. And Torah, the kli kibbol for Torah, which is Das, is that the Gavra becomes a Das. The Cheft of Torah is Emes. And the kli kibbol is that you became a mensch, you became a Das. That's the Avodah Sfiras HaOmer from Sfiras HaOmer. Going from the Omer to the Shtei HaLechem, not to be a novel, but Rosh HaTorah.